That's where we're at. Nice one.
Our next public hearing is ordinance number 19-3, determination of uses ordinance.
Let me take this one.
Okay.
So this one is, one of the things council's asked staff to do is just go through and see if there's any parts of the code that we could, you know, that we've dealt with that need fixing or adjusting just from past experience. This one, it's called determination of uses. Basically, and actually Mr. Mears can maybe attest to this, if there's a, just for example, if there's a permitted use in a zoning district, oftentimes somebody says, well, I want to do this, and it doesn't fall completely under the terminology that's listed in the code. You know, staff, planning and zoning staff, they may look at it and say, well, that's obvious that that's what was intended by the words that were used in the code, but not always. And if there's a question right now, it goes to the Board of Adjustment.
It also can come to the Planning and
right,
Zoning Commission.
Right, on the LI 1 or LI 2, it comes to the Planning Commission, but everything else goes to the Board of Adjustment. And I tell you, that always strikes me as kind of odd because the Planning and Zoning Commission and County Council are the ones that deal with, you know, land uses and rezonings and all that sort of stuff. And as a practical matter, what happens in real life is that somebody comes in and it's not quite listed. They would go to Janelle. Oftentimes Janelle would ask me, and even if you may recall in the past, we've said, well, just put it on the Planning and Zoning Commission's other business stuff and we'll just see what the commission thinks. This just codifies that process. So, you know, we're not trying to make any additional steps or anything like that. So again, in real life, somebody would come in, and if it was a use that didn't fall under the specific terminology, it would go to the director. The director would say, okay, well, it's still the same thing, and off they go. If she has a question, she would probably talk to me, and we decide, all right, close enough it goes. And if there was still a question, or if we just wanted to make sure that there was sort of a public blessing on it, we'd bring it to the commission under this ordinance, and it would go on another business. You all would say, yeah, it's the same as what's listed, or no, it's not, and we'd go from there. But it keeps it all in the P&Z track of things and not Board of Adjustment. So,
okay. Anybody have any questions, comments?
I was actually surprised. I thought we already had that.
Well, you're not the only one, because we kind of did it already, so.
I wasn't going to say that.
In certain places you do, in certain places you don't, and then the board does and doesn't, so it just... It cleans up.
This will clean it up.
Yep.
Sounds good.
So on this one, if you're we have to see if there's any public comment. But if you're inclined to approve it, all you need is, you know, a motion that would say, Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of ordinance 19-3. It's not any big production on this one.
Okay. Anyone have any comments, questions, discussion?
No.
Okay. All right. Let's see if there's anyone here in the public would like to. Is there anyone here who would like to speak either in opposition or in favor, either one, or just has a question or wants to make a comment regarding ordinance 19-3, determination of uses ordinance? Okay, then. Any other questions or comments on the commission or staff or council?
No.
So, wait, I do it real quick. So this does cover if, like, things that haven't been invented yet. So we can,
well, it would be things that haven't been invented but would be within a category that's listed. Yeah. If it's something that totally hasn't been invented and nobody thought of and it's not anywhere near what's listed, you know, then they would have to, you know, go the conditional use route or something like that, you know. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The example I gave is, you know, like, all the internet stuff. You know, you're not going to find anything internet listed in the permitted uses in the code. I don't think, maybe the new commercial zones, I can't remember, but in the old districts they talk about TV and radio broadcast. You know, but like if somebody came in and said, well, I want to do a live streaming studio, like I said, you wouldn't find that in a permitted use, but, you know, that's sort of an obvious one that staff would probably approve, but that's the kind of thing that would come to you all and you'd say, yep, that's the same, and they'd go.
All right then. With that, then we'll close the public hearing. And our next public hearing is ordinance 19-4.
We didn't vote on it.
Oh, you want to vote now? We're not going to refer back.
Oh, I guess we could. We could refer back to it.
I don't care. We can vote now. Go ahead. Somebody, you want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve ordinance number 19-3.
Second.
For the code. Yeah, thank you.
Yep. Second.
It's moved and seconded to recommend approval of ordinance 19-3, determination of uses ordinance. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Okay, our next public hearing is ordinance number 19-4, assisted living ordinance.
So this is, it's called the assisted living ordinance, but it actually deals with assisted living facilities and similar type uses. Right now, we don't have a clear definition in the old parts of our code. It actually refers to convalescent homes, nursing homes, or homes for the aged. But none of those terms are defined. And in the past, there's been sort of, I don't know, uncertainty and lack of uniformity just because of the terms that are used as to whether that should go to the Board of Adjustment or whether it should go through planning and zoning and county council. We actually had one that kind of bounced back and forth several years ago because there wasn't a clear path for them to go. And more recently, particularly at county council, it came up here. There's been times when the commission and council will have a land use application that is covered by the zoning code as far as coming to the commission and council for, say, a subdivision or multifamily conditional use or rezoning. And it's been connected with or tied to an assisted living facility. And it splits the process, so the Board of Adjustment doesn't know what council's doing on the rezoning or the conditional use and planning and zoning, and planning and zoning and council don't know what the Board of Adjustment's doing on the assisted living. And so you have these two separate paths that don't really cross without good information, and council has really expressed a concern. They want it all to go through P&Z and county council, so everything comes through this path on land use. So we're fortunate that when we went through all the new commercial zones, there were definitions created for the types of uses we're talking about, assisted living facilities and the graduate care facilities, extended care facilities, independent care facilities, intermediate care facilities, nursing and similar care facilities. Those are all defined terms now, which we didn't have before. So what it does is it makes those permitted in the B1, C1, CR1, I think in the M district, but then make some conditional uses in the other districts. So it all comes through P&Z and county council now. They're already permitted in the new commercial district, so we don't have to address that. So now that was a long, kind of confusing explanation, but it's basically, long and short of it, it puts all of that with P&Z and county council.
We wouldn't have to send that poor guy from country rest home or whatever.
Exactly.
Over the county.
Well, the other one was, there was the example was, we had one that was a multifamily conditional use. It was a large project, and it was, the type of thing where the people who live in the multifamily units would transition into an assisted living facility. And when we saw it come through at P&Z, there was sort of a donut hole on the plan because that's where the assisted living facility was going, but the commission and council didn't really have jurisdiction over that. Meanwhile, separately, right after, it's going through the Board of Adjustment. And so it just really doesn't make sense for that to happen that way.
So the mechanics of it are that the assisted living as a category is just going to be added to
the conditional uses.
Yeah, it's added to the conditional uses in the non-commercial zones, and it's added as a permitted use in the
commercial
B1, CR1, C1 zones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone? Comments? Questions?
Nope.
Any thoughts?
I think it sounds like a good idea.
After serving on Board of Adjustment, I feel this ordinance definitely needs to be adopted.
Okay, well, there you go. I think that means a lot since you're the one with the experience there. So
every time, I think we had two when I was on there, and the next day I'd call George Cole and say, this needs to go to P&Z and County Council. So this is a good move.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay, then, is there anyone here that would like to comment on Ordinance 19-4, Assisted Living? For, against, or not sure, or just want to ask a question or make a statement? All right. There being none, I'll ask one more time. Anyone on the commission have a question? All right, then, we'll close the public hearing. Or no, we will not close the public hearing. We will take a vote. We'll entertain a motion. Sorry.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we adopt Ordinance 19-4.
Second.
Moved and seconded to recommend approval of ordinance number 19-4, assisted living. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, moving on to other business. Our first item of other business is a subdivision 2018-12, Sand Hill Road Subdivision, final subdivision plan.
This is a final subdivision plan for the creation of a major subdivision of 8 single-family lots and related improvements. Preliminary subdivision plan approval was granted by the commission at its meeting of September 13, 2018. The property is located west of Sand Hill Road, Sussex County Route 319. The final subdivision plan is in compliance with the county code and subdivision code, tax parcel District 235, Map 19, Parcel 33. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to accept the final subdivision plan for subdivision 2018-12, Sand Hill Road Subdivision.
I second.
Moved and seconded to approve final subdivision plan for subdivision 2018-12, Sand Hill Road Subdivision. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is EJF Real Estate, final site plan.
This is a final site plan for a proposed 7,500 square foot boat sales building, an existing repair shop, and parking to be located off of Cedar Neck Road. The preliminary site plan was given approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission on August 9th, 2018. At that time, the commission asked to see interconnectivity between this site and the neighboring site, which is commercially zoned. The applicant has supplied both photos to show why the interconnectivity is not feasible at this time, and a written note, and a written intent to provide interconnectivity at the front of the property through a 50-foot easement if the neighboring property were ever to be redeveloped. This site plan is in compliance with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 9, Parcel 25, Zoning District C1, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the final site plan with final site approval subject to staff to approval. Start over. Final site plan approval subject to staff upon receipt of agency approvals.
I second.
So moved and seconded to approve the final site plan for EJF Real Estate with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Americana Bayside Village C Phase 2 revised site plan.
This is a revised site plan showing the addition of 2 single-family lots into the Americana Bayside Village C Phase 2 residential plan community. This site plan is in compliance with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Code and all conditions of approval for the residential plan community. Tax parcel is District 533, Map 19, Parcel 301.12. Zoning district is MR, Medium Residential, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chair, I'm going to abstain.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the revised site plan with final site approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Yeah.
It's fine because we have all agency approvals.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. Approve it as a final. Okay. Yeah. You're second?
Second.
Here we go. Moved and seconded to approve the revised final site plan for Americana Bayside Village C Phase 2. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Hickman Beach Plaza West revised site plan.
This is a revised site plan for the replacement of a storage building and the renovation of 2 retail buildings and the relocation of some parking out of the front yard setback located off a coastal highway, Route 1. This site plan is in compliance with the Sussex County Zoning Code. Tax parcel is District 134, Map 17, Parcel 51.02, and the zoning is C1, and staff are waiting for agency approvals on that.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the revised site plan with final site approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the revised site plan where Americana for Hickman Beach Plaza West with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Captain's Way RPC revised site plan.
This is a revised site plan for Captain's Way Manufactured Home Residential Plan Community to be located off of Milton Ellendale Highway, Route 16. The revisions include the relocation of several lots, the addition of a new road, and the addition of a clubhouse and pool and additional amenities. This site plan is in compliance with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. Tax parcels are District 235, Map 13, Parcel 2, and Parcel 2.06, 2.07, and Parcel 2.08. The zoning is general residential, and the staff are waiting for agency approvals.
It's RPC, so it has to come back to us, right?
Yep.
Okay. Correct.
Okay, I make a motion to approve the revised site plan for Captain's Way RPC with the final to come back to the commission when agency approvals come in.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the revised site plan for Captain's Way RPC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Pugs Crossing, revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for four proposed retail buildings and two proposed wholesale buildings and other site improvements to be located off of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24. This site plan is in compliance with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 32, Parcel 36. The zoning is C1, General Commercial, and the staff are waiting for agency approvals. And if I may add, they have asked for a waiver for parking in the front yard. So.
Oh,
as well.
There's because that was a restaurant, I think, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, so there's, but there's been parking.
Yes.
In the front yard setback there.
So there already has been parking?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, we can walk.
Yeah.
This can go back to staff for final, right?
No, I'm just, I don't know what you all want to do about the parking.
It's not a restaurant now, but it was a restaurant before.
Right, they're going to tear that down.
Yeah, it was a Mexican restaurant or something.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And there was a new restaurant.
Yeah, it's been a bunch of stuff.
Yeah,
for a while.
But you've got parking all over the place in the back there. Do we need parking in the front still?
Do you need the parking for them?
The requirement.
Required parking.
Okay. Is there someone here representing this application?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The answer would be yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Come on, if you would come. If you would come up here, this is not a public hearing, but since you're here and there seems to be one or two questions, we're going to allow the commissioner to ask you a question, and you may give them an answer to their question. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right.
And I'll just introduce myself. I'm James Grant.
Okay.
I'm one of the partners of Pugs Crossing Development.
Okay.
And I would also like to thank you for given JJ rocket ship clearance for takeoff.
Okay, well, it's what we do.
All right then. So just because there has been parking in the setback, that's something we really want to get away from. Do you just want to put it there? Can you? The parking. Yeah, we don't want parking in front setbacks anymore. Yeah. If we don't need it.
Introduce myself, Bob Rosenberger, project manager with Cairns and Associates for this project. What we're trying to do is literally clean up the existing parking area by paving the surface and defining the parking spaces and utilizing that area for what it has been used for. One of the things that we're trying to achieve for the proposed development and continuing some of the existing buildings is to allow as much flexibility for the retail use that is being asked for. It's always better to have a few extra parking spaces than too few.
Kind of though, we're paving over entire Sussex County, and I'd really rather we didn't.
This site has a great amount of open area that remains. It is a rural area that is not in the sewer service area for the county. Along the entire eastern side of the property is an existing septic area. There will be two small parking areas over there to supplement the buildings. And then the rear is an area almost equal to the size of the septic area that is going to be used for stormwater management. Also on the north end, the rear of the site, there is a proposed spare area for the existing septic that's been required by DENREC and provided.
Have these buildings already been rented out or?
50%. No, we're doing pre-leases. Or the two front buildings are already leased out.
And there will be for what purpose? I mean, will they be restaurants? Will they be retail offices?
So one is a retail office space, Rudy Marines, another pontoon boat service. And then there's actually a church that's moved into the existing restaurant.
Okay.
You're talking about the existing buildings, correct?
I just want to know what's planning to go in here and how much traffic there's going to be and that kind of thing, so.
Yeah, we've actually pre-leased 50% of the park already.
Okay, sounds like you will need the parking spaces that you have. You done? Yeah, I'm done. I appreciate it. Thank you for answering my questions.
Okay, gentlemen, thank you. All right, then. What's your pleasure?
So does Sussex County, we don't have sewer out there?
No, because it's right outside Millsboro, so there's not a county sewer district on that side of, there's Oak Orchard, but it doesn't run that far out.
And Millsboro won't come across.
Yeah, they won't come across the bridge.
They said.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Okay. Mr. Chair, I move that we approve the revised preliminary site plan for Pug's Crossing with final site plan approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
And would that include parking within the front yard setback?
Yes.
We have a motion.
Second.
Okay, thank you. It's been moved and seconded to approve the revised preliminary site plan for Pug's Crossing with final site plan approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other permits. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
Okay, the motion carries 4-1. Our next item is Lot 7, Nassau Commons, revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for a proposed office and auto service building and other site improvements located off of Nassau Commons Boulevard. The Planning Commission approved a final site plan for this site on April 23rd, 2015 for a proposed office and warehouse that was never constructed. This site plan is in compliance with the Sussex County Zoning Code. Tax parcel is District 334, Map 5, Parcel 147. The zoning district is C1, General Commercial, and the staff is still waiting for agency approvals.
Make a motion to accept the revised preliminary site plan for Lot 7 Nassau Commons with final to go to staff upon receiving all agency approvals. I second.
It's moved and seconded to approve revised preliminary site plan for Lot 7 Nassau Commons with the final site plan approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carrie, our next item is Windswept Meadows, formerly known as Fieldstone at Lewis, RPC, revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the creation of a residential planned community to consist of 201 proposed residential lots and amenities to be located on the east side of Angola Beach Road and south of Angola Road. A change of zone application to change the zoning of a portion of parcel 3 from AR1 to GR and to create the additional use as a residential planned community was approved by the Planning Commission on November 27, 2018 through change of zone 1859. The size of the stormwater management ponds have increased, but no changes to the lot or open space layout have been made. The site plan is in compliance with the Sussex County Zoning Code and Subdivision Code and RPC conditions of approval. Tax parcels are District 234, Map 12, Parcel 3, and Parcel 6. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential, with a portion of Parcel 3 being zoned GR, General Residential. Staff are still waiting for agency approval.
So how can they not change the open space, but get more?
Because the stormwater management is part of the open space.
Counts as open space.
It counts towards the open space. So the ponds and the bioretention or whatever has changed, but it's still part of the open space.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the revised preliminary site plan for Windswept at Lewis with final site plan approval subject to staff upon receipt of all state agencies.
This one will actually have to come back to the commission as it is an RPC.
Okay. The RPCs always have to come back.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I second the motion.
Moved and seconded to approve the revised preliminary site plan for Windswept Meadows. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is site plan number 19-04, Admiral's Chase preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the creation of 24 14 duplex units to be located off of Gills Neck Road. The site also lies within the environmentally sensitive development district overlay zone. A change of zone was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission on July 12, 2018, with change of zone 1851 through ordinance number 2593 to amend the comprehensive zoning map from AR1 to MR. Additionally, conditional use of the land for multifamily was approved by the Commission on the same date under conditional use 2134 through ordinance 2594. This site plan is in compliance with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Code. Tax parcel is District 335, Map 8, Parcel 44. Zoning district is MR, medium residential, and staff is waiting agency approvals.
Swingett, did you have any? I know you had some issues with this development before, so they answered all your questions?
Yes, they did. Thank you.
Yep. All right. I make a motion for the approval of the preliminary site plan for Admiral's Chase S-19-04 with this one can't come, this one doesn't have to come back to us. It's
correct. It can be by staff.
By staff.
A second.
Receipt of all agency approvals.
Sorry. A second motion.
So moved and seconded to approve the preliminary site plan for Admiral's Chase with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Agricultural Preservation District 19-1 LFW Delaware Holdings 2015 LLC.
An application to consider an agricultural preservation district in an agricultural residential zoning district in Little Creek Hundred for one parcel of land totaling 467.75 acres, more or less, located on the south side of Russell Road and Whitesville Road for the purpose of recommendation to the Delaware Agricultural Lands Preservation Foundation. Tax parcel is District 532, Map 23, Parcel 1.
What kind of agricultural preservation is this? Is this the permanent or the 10-year?
I believe it starts in the 10-year. So this would be the 10-year because it's a new district. So it is the 10-year because they can't buy the rights until it's been in the 10-year program for a certain amount of time.
Oh.
You have to start in one and then you move to the other.
Oh, I did not realize that.
And just to, for the benefit of the commission, on these, this is like, you have to have two of three approvals. One is us, one is the Agricultural Preservation Foundation, and the other is the County Farmland Preservation Advisory Board. So they have to get the approvals of two of the three of those groups.
So we're going out of our way to make it difficult to preserve farmland now?
That's been the way it's been. In,
yeah. It used to actually be a public hearing.
Yeah, we actually streamlined it here because we used to have to
have a public hearing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I went and looked at it and said, we don't need to have a public hearing. We just need to approve it somehow. So we put it on another business item.
Well, good to know. This is the easy way. All right.
Easier, less hard. I don't know.
All right.
Yeah,
okay,
less time consuming for sure. I'm sorry.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve the Delaware Agricultural Land Preservation for AP-19-1 LFW Delaware Holdings 2015 LLC. Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the Agricultural Preservation District AP-19-1 LFW Delaware Holdings 2015 LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, referring back to our public hearings, our first public hearing was subdivision 2019-6, Zinser Property Estuary Development LLC.
Oh, that's right, yeah, Ms. Wingate was recused.
Yeah.
Do you want to defer on this one? That's my recommendation.
So this is one where they just bought the property. This is all new. They had it. It's not like Mr. Fuquay coming in and saying, oh, we just figured out we could get more houses in here. So this is all new property, but it's attached to this. This one got me so confused when I was looking at it.
So it's because So they purchased, they did a minor subdivision for the entire parcel. It's going to be attached, so they're going to develop the back half and make it part of the estuary.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion, we defer.
Second.
Moving seconded to defer action on the subdivision 2019-6, Zinser Property, Estuary Development LLC. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2163, William H. McQueen Jr.
Before I make a motion to defer, is there any other, does anybody have any thoughts on that? I mean, my perception is, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I think we're all pretty concerned about trying to navigate that Route 16.
Well, I'll tell you how concerned I am. I'm concerned to the point that I would only consider supporting it if the parking was all on one side of the road.
Right.
That is way too dangerous of a thing. Would be, I just feel would be irresponsible of us to put that idea out there, yeah. Even. So I'm not saying I would oppose to what they want to do, but the parking has to be all on the same side of the road, and it really needs to be adjacent, because if you have a satellite parking, you've got transportation, you've got more vehicles on the road, and that will be kind of dangerous too, because you're going to be making turns in and out on a very busy beach highway.
And I will say this, from a legal standpoint, they applied for the conditional use for that site. You know, the conditional use didn't even cover anything across the street.
There's a lot of work they'd have to do. Well, and actually, it doesn't cover the adjacent property either.
Right.
So I mean, that kind of deal, it has to be made first, and then it really needs to come in here all in one piece. I would suspect that would be the way to do it.
Yeah, and I think somebody asked the question. They do have an opportunity to, you know, to see if this works through the special event process. I mean, that's been set up. It's streamlined, so you can do it online and kind of start the process up to five. So, you know, they can, they do have sort of an avenue to try that out.
Well, on that note, so do we? I mean, so there's a lot of burden on Janelle when she goes to try to approve or disapprove these things, because, you know, God forbid she approves something like that and they park 50 cars across the street, somebody gets killed walking across the street,
or park the shoulders. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the thing.
Well, and that's one of the, I mean, the application is pretty specific, and it goes through county EMS, yeah, and that, so there's a lot of eyeballs on it. I don't know that it would necessarily get approved.
So you can defer some of the burden of making the decision to other people.
Right, and if we had concerns, we could always deny it, or we can look at it a number of different ways. In this instance, we'd probably ask for something showing where they would be parking.
And you just say, no, not going to work.
My thinking was if they came in for that and
consideration
with the property next door, you know, yes, so something different.
That would be very different.
Right.
Well, do you want to write something up, or do you want me just to?
Let me write something up, just so, yeah.
Let's get a proper motion.
I think that would be proper.
And that way council knows what we're doing, too.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to CU 2163, William H. McQueen Jr., I move to defer for further consideration.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2163, William H. McQueen Jr. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2166, Deborah A. Townsend.
Mr. Chairman, I move we defer case 2166 for further consideration.
A second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2166, Deborah A. Townsend. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was change of zone number 1868, Ronald Nanny. I just have a comment I want to make about this. This is speculative zoning in my mind. What's being proposed is being done on speculation. There isn't really a use, you know, proposal. I know it's a zoning, it's just a zoning question, but it always concerns me a little bit when it seems to be just speculation that land is going to be more valuable, more useful this way than it is the way that it's being used now. Now, that being said, there are adjacencies to consider. It is right next to a CR1 parcel, so I'm not saying I'm against it. I'm just saying it makes me a little, gives me a little pause when it's just seems just to be, I want to rezone it just for speculative purposes.
Well, how do you take into consideration that I'm assuming that he is the owner of the other property.
Yes, he is the owner of the adjacent property to the north.
Yeah,
it makes it so basically it just makes that property slightly more. Or it makes
it's bigger. I mean, I get why he would want to do it, but and I'm not saying I'm against it necessarily because there are other reasons for doing it, but
it would be easier for us to consider it, I guess, if there was somebody who's wanting to rent the other property but needed some more square foot.
Yeah, but we're not supposed to think about that.
Well, yeah, the question really is that it's is that site appropriate for the classification that's being asked? This is purely a personal, issue with me, I guess, is that when it seems to be, somewhat speculative.
If everything around it had already been commercial, then it would not be as big a problem for you, or?
Well, it would. It's not a big problem for me because the stuff around it is already zoned that way, so I have less of an issue. But I'm just bringing it up so that more to just kind of bounce it off the rest of you guys.
Right. No, I had questions too.
I'm not against it. I'm not coming out against it. I'm just saying I think we need to be careful in these situations where
about speculation.
Yeah.
Well, what does that fall under in the comprehensive plan? I mean, it's off of Route 9. It was
down the land use designation that allowed for consideration of commercial, and what they were asking for is the C2, which is a less intense of the commercial zoning districts.
And it would match up with what they have already in the one next to it.
It's actually less uses that would be permitted because C1 is to the north, which allows like 100 plus uses. The C2 is very limited in the uses that would be permitted. It would still allow for retail and office uses, which is what he was discussing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not opposed to it.
I'm just trying to figure out the whole.
Yeah,
it's the your point's well taken. It's the general perspective speculation.
Yeah, I mean, in the creation of a record, part of it is the applicant. It's incumbent upon the applicant to put on the record why they feel it's appropriate. And there's and I think when it seemed like his whole reasoning just was really based on I'm not sure what I'm ever going to do, but I just want to be able to do whatever I want to do at some point in time,
He did make reference to doing office buildings there, though, so he'd have a continual income for his wife and his daughter.
It's something to think about. For that reason, I would ask that we defer making a decision on CZ 1868, Ronald Nanny, for further consideration.
A second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1868, Ronald Nanny. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. That's too funny. Next public hearing was change of zone number 1869, WMF Watercraft and Marine.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we defer case 1869 for further consideration.
I second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1869 WMF Watercraft and Marine. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Before we move on that one, that's one, though, there's nothing else around it.
Across the street, it was zone C1.
Oh, that's right.
And the fire company is right next to it.
Fire company is...
Here to me is a good, you know, this is already exists. There's a conditional use. This guy just wants to get the right kind of zoning for his property so he doesn't have issues financing and selling later on and so on. So, I mean, you know, I get this one. I get this one 100%. So... okay, that completes our agenda for the evening. However, Ms. Cornwell has some exciting news to share with the commission.
I do. I wanted to let the commission members know that you will be all getting county email addresses to go along with your brand new tablets that will be coming because we will be going paperless soon. We will be having, we might be starting a meeting a little bit early so IT can kind of give you some training. And we also have to discuss the policy on using the email addresses and the policy, because you'll have a county email address, which means everything you send will be subject to FOIA. Not that we don't trust you, but you know, we have to make sure anybody who gets, you know, a tablet, we go through the proper training and make sure we go over the proper policies. So hopefully next meeting we can start rolling them out. For a short time, we will be giving you the large plans still as paper, but we're going to be you're going to start seeing an email come from Kristen Headley or another staff member who is going to send you a link to the paperless packet, and everything that you get, all those exhibit booklets, we get electronically, so it will be one big paperless packet.
Okay, so it's all together then?
All together, one.
It's not like, here's one email, now go to the next email.
No, it's one email to the link, and we will have people available to help with, you know, assistance with the tablet.
We're going to stop killing quite so many trees.
Yeah.
All right, great. Is there anyone else that has anything?
One other thing, good of the commission. We had, I don't know if y'all recall, a couple of weeks ago, I had to represent the commission on the appeal of Stream's Edge at County Council, because remember, we denied it. The applicant appealed it to County Council, which you're entitled to do through Chapter 99. So we had a hearing on that. Me and Mr. Willard did battle. On Tuesday, they affirmed the commission's denial of the Stream's Edge application.
Who did?
County Council. Okay. So yeah, they basically kept the denial in place.
Okay, good. All right, well, that was good news.
Yeah.
All right, any more good news or any other kind of news? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll adjourn. Peace and harmony prevail.